DJ
Intricate. What up, with it? Let's Talk Culture Podcast. You tuning in live with DJ Intricate. What's going on out there to the world? I appreciate you tuning in. We're going to keep these podcasts pumping out there. This episode, we're going to talk about something that, you know, the world is talking about right now. We're going to get into this R. Kelly topic. Let's go. Okay, now, before I get started, I just wanted to tell y'all, I ain't trying to ruffle no feathers. Everybody has their opinions, and I'm just giving y'all my opinion on what's going on. Like, you know, if you've been under a rock somewhere and you don't know, Lifetime has released a series called Surviving R. Kelly. Basically, on this special, a lot of women, different artists maybe, that R. Kelly had past relationships with, are speaking about things that happened in the past between them and R. Kelly. Also his ex-wife, and you know, his brother, I believe it's his older brother. So yeah, it gets real weird real quick. Like if you're sitting there watching it, I'm gonna tell you right now, you're gonna get uncomfortable, bro. You're gonna get uncomfortable. At some point, it's gonna seem uncomfortable to you. Now, with that being said, this has happened before. Like these allegations have been popping up since he first discovered Aaliyah. So this is nothing new. Everybody knows about R. Kelly. And my thing is, like, okay, if y'all know this guy's like this, why are you bringing your family members around them? And I don't put the blame on nobody. I feel like this can't be one solely person. Is how I feel like it can't be one person. Like, I know they saying he a monster and this and that, blase, blase. But to be truthfully honest, this is the work of some masterminds. It's taking more than one person for all this to take place, bro. And that's, you know, that's just my outlook on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where are these families? Because these girls is being offered to R. Kelly at 14. Where are the parents? That upsets me. Like, why is that okay? Why wasn't that stopped at the door? Why was that even allowed? Me, I just had a daughter. I'm not taking my daughter around no grown man for no check, for no money. Man, come on now, man. Let's be real. And y'all can say it's not about money, but it is. Stop it. At some point, it was about money. At some point, that was cool. When the money stopped and dried up, that's when things wasn't cool no more. But y'all sold y'all family out, man. That's how I feel about it. That's what I think is going on. And on R. Kelly's side, he got issues. He got demons. But y'all can't just put this on one person. I don't think one person is capable of all this. I think it took some people. It took a unit. It took a group. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all let me know what y'all think. Go ahead, call in or whatever. Yeah, man, that's just my opinion on it, man. Like, this monster is bigger than one person, man. So we gotta hold more people accountable, more than just R. Kelly. Like, what's going on, man? Like, to me, this looks literally like a after-hour spot operation, and R. Kelly is funding it. Who's the manager? Who's the employees that's recruiting these people and bringing in the workers? Like, come on, let's be real about this, y'all. All right, I'm out. This is Let's Talk Culture, the podcast. This is the R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly edition. Y'all go ahead, call in. Let me know what y'all thinking out there. I'm out.